Hello everyone and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is Visual Pony and today we are reading the story The Night Sunset Shimmer Tried to Kill Santa Claus by one of my favorite shitposters, Majin Sieko. Well, maybe not shitposters, but you know, one of my favorite authors. I am recording this way ahead of time because I just decided to make this my Christmas special. I have not yet reviewed the story, but I think the title is just amazing, and so I'm going to go for it. And so, guys, Merry Christmas to you all. Even though I'm recording this, you know, on the 18th of June, 2022, and you could have listened to this way in advance if you had become one of these awesome people that you see here in that list who are supporting me on Patreon. Yeah, they keep the channel alive, and me too. So, also, if you want to support us by something completely free, like and subscribe, you know, there's this big red button down there, and if it's still red, it means you are not getting notified about our newest releases. Now, let's get into the story, and let's hope that it is as funny as I'm expecting from this author by now.
Stay away from the cookies!
Sunset Shimmer snapped awake when she heard a sudden bump seemingly come from above. She looked at Pinkie Pie, who was snoring in her bed. Pinkie Pie had been gracious enough to let Sunset stay at the Pie residence for the upcoming Christmas holiday, and she was grateful that the homeless shelter agreed to not give up her bed for the evening. A few hours ago, they had been sitting around the table, eating all sorts of delectable foodstuffs and engaging in the holiday cheer. Sunset Shimmer was pleased that she was able to spend Christmas with a family, even if it wasn't hers. She had heard so much about it on the television and radio and finally got to see what all the fuss was about. But then she asked about Santa Claus and the answer shook her to the core. From what she had gathered from Pinkie Pie, Santa Claus was some kind of burglar who would steal your cookies and give you gifts in return. And Sunset wasn't about to let that rapscallion abscond with any of the Pie's cookies. Oh no! Tonight, the cookies in this house would remain unmolested. Her heart caught in her throat when she heard heavy hoofsteps emanating from the roof. She slowly unzipped her sleeping bag and reached under Pinky's bed. She visibly flinched when she heard a thud coming from downstairs, smiling when she lay her fingers on her prize. From under Pinky's bed, she pulled a sledgehammer, inconveniently heavy for a normal human. But Sunset was no normal human. She was a unicorn in a human's body. She slowly eased herself up, hefted the sledgehammer in her hands, and sneaked out of the room. She took great care to creep across the hall and down the stairs, entering the living room at the bottom. It was then when she saw the home invader. Santa Claus, the cookie thief. Eating one of the stolen goods right in front of her. He was standing there, clad in red from head to toe, munching on a cookie while looking over a list he held in the other hand. Sunset Shimmer gulped.
All right, this is it. For all of the cookies in the world, you're going down!
She tiptoed across the floor, steeled herself, and took a mighty swing right at his head. She did not expect what happened next. Santa dropped the cookie and caught the head of the sledgehammer in his open hand, and the cookie froze in place.
"I thought I already dropped off your present, Sunset Shimmer,"
he said, his voice taking on a tone that reminded Sunset of Princess Celestia's. Sunset's body was awash in cold fear.
"I live in a homeless shelter, you thief!"
"Is that so?"
he asked. He took a few sniffs, then chuckled warmly.
"You're not from around here, are you?"
Sunset's eyes popped open.
"How the hey do you know that?"
"Well, for one, hey is a rather uncommon expletive in this area."
he said as he turned around, still holding the head of the sledgehammer.
Plus, you reek of magic alien to this world.
Screw you!
Senta arched an eyebrow.
Tell me, why did you attack me?
To stop you from stealing my friend's cookies, you burglar!
Sunset growled. Senta blinked, seemingly taking in what Sunset said. He then let out a low rumble of a chortle that morphed into a hearty belly laugh, leaving Sunset confused.
You mean...
He finally was able to get out.
You mean to tell me that you swung a sledgehammer at an immortal over cookies?
Sunset steeled her gaze.
Yes, you dirty ape! Now hand off Pinky's cookies!
Fine, fine,
Senta said.
I'll leave your friend's cookies alone.
Senta then lowered his head.
You know, many people have tried to kill me in my long years. Some for fame, others for wealth, and even more to try and gain my power. But you're different.
How so?
Sunset said, wearing a snarl on her face.
You're the first one to try and kill me for friendship, however misguided your actions may have been.
What's that supposed to mean, you jerk?
Senta beamed.
Nothing. It's just so rare that I see someone attempt something so foolhardy over a selfless act.
You're not the first immortal I've met.
I suppose not. Well then, have a Merry Christmas.
And with that, Senta disappeared. Sunset followed through with her swing, throwing her off balance, and the half-eaten cookie dropped to the floor. Sunset steadied herself with the sledgehammer and looked around to notice that there were several presents under the Christmas tree that weren't there before, including a small one encased in red and yellow wrapping paper that seemed to call out to her. She lays a hammer on the ground, walked toward the tree, and knelt down, picking up the present in her hands. She noticed a small card taped to it, labeled S. Shimmer. She opened the note and read what was written inside.
For proving that the magic of friendship extends beyond all sane bounds, even in this world. S. Claus.
Sunset stared at the box, then ripped open the wrapping to reveal a small brown cardboard box. She set down the box, opened it, and gasped. Inside was a worn, red, conical hat with a white rim, which revealed itself to be some kind of animal fur when she picked it up. She placed it on her head and found that it fit perfectly. She hummed contently and headed back upstairs, proud of herself for protecting her friend's cookies. Sunset Shimmer woke up to Pinky shaking her.
Santa came! Santa came!
Sunset blinked and shook her head.
That's nice, Pinky.
She neglected to mention that she had protected her baked goods from the robber.
How can you tell?
Pinky squealed.
Because he ate the cookies I left out! By the way, nice Santa head, Sunset!
Sunset's eyes popped open as she snarled.
You filthy liar! I'll get you next year, Kris Kringle!